It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast. Tom and Loggy. Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
I know there are more people living down here at Geelong, Surf Coast, Bellarine area.
Yes.
Than there was pre-pandemic.
Mm. I think you know that for sure.
We know that. Yeah. We've seen the figures reflect that.
Yeah.
You know, and also out on the street you can see.
Yeah. People are talking out on the street.
No, it's just like, Who are you?
Also, the community Facebook pages, there's a lot of, hey, we're new here, what's good?
Mm. Also a lot of, hey, we're trying to get a rental place and we've been trying for 9 months and we've got a family and we're trying to, you know, and we can't get a place.
Mm.
So that's good. But what people are saying is, you know, the pervading kind of idea is the fact that everyone left Melbourne and came down Geelong, Surf Coast, Bellarine.
Yeah.
Or they, you know, I don't know, they went probably down Mornington Way as well. But mainly, you know, so they've gone regional. Probably some people went to Ballarat. They're probably regretting that by now. But, you know, they probably did it.
Have fun.
Had the best intentions. Even Bendigo. I mean, at least there's a bit of a scene in Bendigo.
Yeah.
So they've released statistics just recently. To the end of the last pandemic, the end of the last lockdown. So what, October last year?
Yeah, I can't keep up. Yeah.
A total of 80,000 people migrated away from Victoria.
Okay.
Which is more than any other state or territory.
Yeah.
Right, so just shy of 80,000, right? Whole heap left the country. But in terms of actually places that they went domestic-wise, they've released the biggest moves.
Okay.
And I'm going to count them down for you, okay?
You love a countdown.
I am.
Always when it starts at, starting at 20.
Yeah.
It better not start at 20.
Yeah. I'm just looking for three. There's a lot of statistics here that I'm reading.
I can keep padding for you if you like.
No, that's all right.
No, do you know what I love about statistics?
What?
That when they're in list form, you feel like you're getting somewhere. And it really makes you feel like you can't leave until you find out what the number one is. And you really achieve something when you find
it. Okay, so.
You're welcome.
Right, top five most places that people have moved.
Top five most places that people have moved.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're
starting off well.
Property seekers. Yeah. Right. So coming in at number five, Surfers Paradise.
No way.
Yeah, people
move. No one's moving to Surfers Paradise unless you're 25 and I'm sick of all the ladies in Melbourne and I'm going to Shooters up there.
Got a face tattoo and a bum bag.
Yeah, and a T-shirt with the 10 different farts on it.
Or the 20 different boobs. So Surfers Paradise is number five. Number four is Broadbeach. So in also
same place,
Goldie. Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, well,
just down the road.
Coming in third, Adelaide.
Okay.
Most people move from Melbourne to Adelaide.
Yeah.
Second, this one surprised me. So the second most moves to Moama
on the Murray, on the mighty Murray.
Yeah, the southern New South Wales border town of Moama. Apparently, they released a whole heap of land on the Victorian side of Moama.
Yeah.
And so just people just snapped it up and they've gone out there and built their dream home. And now I'm sure they're sitting in the house going, oh.
But look at all the freedoms we have.
What do we do here? And the place people moved the most during lockdown from Melbourne wasn't Geelong. We didn't get a mention in the top five.
Oh, yeah.
It was Hobart.
Okay, these statistics, there's a bunch of people getting around pissed, right? They got nothing better to do. They're like, where do you reckon, like, people would have moved and stuff? Oh no.
Hey.
Hobart, Surfers, that's not real.
I will not have you cast aspersions on Lisa Calaudi and the team at realestate.com.au. They know their thing.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're trying to sell houses. Broadbeach, Hobart. Everyone's moving here, guys.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Sorry, while you guys were listening to Killing Heidi Weir, we definitely listened to Havana Brown, Big Banana in the studio. Do you have a big banana?
It took, what, 2.5 minutes to get into that song before she goes, do you have a big banana?
Yeah.
So we would have been waiting
That's
a long
all right.
time. No, it's not ready. Big banana is not ready.
It's okay. Just relax.
Tom and Logan. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
Easter edition of Is It a Hack or Just Doing a Thing? Now, I would never encourage you to do something dangerous.
Okay.
Okay? Unless it was going to end up hilarious.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
However.
Okay.
Right. So this situation, I'm not encouraging you to do this. I'm just telling you what my mum does. Okay?
Okay.
And it blew my mind. And it was maybe a month ago, three weeks ago. And I was like, really? Because my mum is usually safety captain, right? And I've kind of inherited a bit of that over, like, as I've grown up as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But when it comes to the kitchen, I have to trust mum. And I did. I will preface this by saying I did burn myself quite severely attempting to do this. So I don't know if this is a hack or just doing a thing, or maybe you just shouldn't do this thing.
Like as a child or recently you burned yourself?
No, when I found out about it like three weeks ago.
Oh,
or whatever,
God.
I
all
had
right.
I go and I was like, oh, no, I've not done that correctly.
Yeah, good to put it on the radio then.
Yeah, exactly. That's why. But so many disclaimers. I mean, I wouldn't encourage doing this at home unless, of course, you already do it, in which case, nothing to do with me. So hot cross buns, right? They're a bit of effort. Like I love them. And I mean, I love raisin toast, so put it in a bun, even better, right? And we usually stock up, although we haven't this year. I don't know why.
Yeah, you do. You kind of stock up and put them all in the freezer.
Fill the freezer, and then we'll dine out on them for about 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
So the way I traditionally will do it is I'll turn on the grill in the oven, and I'll cut them in half, and I'll put them in there, and I'll wait until they go brown, and then I'll flip them, and I'll wait till that side goes brown, and then I'll take them out, and I'll butter each piece, and then I'll put them back on top of each other so the butter melts properly. You know? Do you know what I mean? Like I put the hot cross bun back together. Anyway, that's even just telling you that, it took a long time, right?
Mm.
So it's sometimes I just think, oh, I'd love a hot cross bun, could not be asked.
Oh, yeah.
So... But mum, so what she does is she just gets them and she puts them in the toaster.
Yes.
Right, and she just makes sure the elements aren't touching because it's a bun as opposed to like a slice of bread.
Mm.
You put it in there and you make sure none of it's touching the elements so it doesn't catch actual fire.
Yeah.
And puts it down, and then it's just like cooking a piece of toast.
Yeah. Yes. That's so then, everyone does that.
No one does that, mate.
Everyone
no
does that.
No one puts hot cross buns in the toaster.
Mate, this is like you say to me, right, hey, if you want fresh water, you like go to a tap and you like put it on cold and then there's fresh water in the tap.
It's absolutely a different thing.
And everybody
that was one time.
Everybody toasts. No one grills. No one's got the time to grill. Who cares about the grill? And you burn them all the time.
Yeah.
And sometimes smoke, yeah. I mean, sometimes the smoke detector goes off. But it's just what happens. That's just Easter, baby.
Do you really put hot cross buns in the toaster
already? Yes. Yes.
What?
It's not a hack. It's just everyone doing it.
How do you get it out once it's toasted?
Yeah. Well, that's,
see, that's where I burnt myself because I like put my hand and touch the...
Yeah. Do you know what? I don't know. No, how... Look, your whole life you're told knife... And plugged in toaster, bad idea.
Yeah.
But you do, like, no, even
not
as an
you
adult.
Don't leave it plugged in.
No. You don't do it, but there's a part of your brain that's like,
oh, I'll just.
I'll just shove the knife in there.
No, don't ever do that. If you're going
to
have to do any sort of work with your toaster, unplug it first.
Unplug it.
Probably move away from the
wall.
But
you know how, hey, here's a hack for you. Mm. So on toasters, you know how it pops up to the normal level and it's like, hey, I'm here.
Yeah, and you can lift it.
No. It's a massive hack. So you lift it a little bit higher and then it gets a little bit of height. Huge hack. No one knows about it. You should try that at home.
My toaster doesn't do that at the moment. It's very annoying.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logan.
Tom and Logan.
On K-Rock.
I went to a local establishment and I decided to buy myself something for my upcoming birthday, right? And I then I bought it and then I sent a message to the group. the family group chat, and I'm like, hey, if you haven't got me anything yet, well,
chip in.
Feel free to compensate me for this purchase because this looks lovely. Thank you.
Okay.
And then it turns out, oh, no, we've already gotten that for you. So,
oh, they'd already bought the
thing. Yeah, the thing.
The exact same thing.
The exact same. So,
how did that happen?
Well, because I'd probably mention it once before.
Okay.
Right? And then,
what is it?
It's a jacket, like a coat. Like, because, like, you know me with jackets.
Oh,
I just can't help myself.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Is it a windbreaker?
No.
Is it a Gorman windbreaker?
No, it's not. Okay. But it is
Does it look like wrapping paper?
Tartan wrapping paper.
Okay, sure.
Ish.
That's a picnic blanket. That's what that is.
It is. It's very picnic blanket.
All right.
Thick like a picnic blanket, too.
It'd be like Butters, who we work with, who walks around looking like Jessie from Toy Story.
Yeah, I guess so. Mm. But a Scottish version.
Yes, true.
Yeah. So anyway, so I went back to this establishment and it was only like 3 days after I bought it.
Mm.
And I said, oh, hey, can I, you know, return this? Can I grab a refund? Because, you know, I didn't realise and my family bought it, whatever. They're like, we don't give refunds.
Oh.
We only give
Well, that's a breach. That's absolutely a breach.
What can you do, right?
No, you can. You can. You actually go call the ACCC.
I'm just kind of like that. Like I get, I don't know, all good people, whatever. Anyway, so I'm like, okay. So I returned it in a I had a medium, right?
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, look, I might just walk around and see if there's I can spare my money today. So I was having a walk around, and there was a girl there with what looked to be maybe her mum and her sister and her grandmother, or whatever. She was trying on the same jacket in a small.
Cool. Yeah.
And she's like, oh, it doesn't really, I don't know, like, you know, like I like the small, but it doesn't really, whatever. Then the lady at the shop came over like, oh, we just got a medium.
Yeah.
You know? And the girl that was trying on the jacket, they were all screaming. They were all excited.
It's just a jacket. No.
But when you love something and you've wanted it in a medium and then all of a sudden one just pops up from nowhere.
Yeah.
And so they were all like, oh, my God, oh, my God. She put it on. She's like, oh, I love it. And they were all like fussing over her and it was glorious. So I kind of stuck my head around. I'm like, just want to let you know that was me. I returned it. But I just want to let you know I didn't wear it and, you know, it was in the bag and whatever.
Why would you do that?
Because I kind of wanted to be involved in it.
No, they don't need to know any of that.
Yeah, I know. I kind of wanted to be involved in it, right? Because they were all so happy and it was beautiful and the sales attendant was smiling and we were all happy and
what
it was great.
What a moment, yeah.
Right? So I was just like, oh, beautiful. And I just made this girl's day.
Great.
Unintentionally, just the same place, same
good
time,
on you,
right?
Hero. Yeah.
And then, so then she's walked away with a jacket and then I said, you know what, that's cool. I'll just grab a credit note and I'll... because I didn't find anything in there. And I'm like, that's cool. I'll just come back another time. Whatever, right? And then I get home and I was telling Jimmy this story because I was like, oh, beautiful moment today. You made a girl's day, you know, like great. Yeah. And then he's like, why don't you just say to her, hey, you pay me for the jacket, then you get cash, she gets the jacket, and you don't involve the store.
Bob's your uncle.
And I'm like...
That would have been, what's it? No, it's after the fact. You can't do that after the fact.
Well, you can
do that after the fact. You'd already given it to, or would you have been able to go back to the counter?
No, I literally gave it to them in a bag and they were like, oh, yeah, cool. We'll hold on to it. Just go around the store if you want. Oh. And if not, we'll give you a credit.
So they hadn't processed it. So you could have gone back to them and said, actually, I'm going to keep it. Hey, guys. And gone outside.
Gone outside and made a transaction.
And opened your jacket like some sort of counterfeit watch seller, but inside your jacket have other jackets hanging off.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm going to love about this is when your birthday rolls around next week and your family give it to you and they bought you the small.
They better
and
not
you're
have.
Not going to be able to get a medium. Oh, Dom and Long. K-Rock.